Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.1, Descriptive versus Inferential Statistics. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application, Data Analysis Techniques and Tools in the Data Analytics for Product Managers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the differences between descriptive and inferential statistics, their applications in product analysis, and key statistical concepts and terminology. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to distinguish between descriptive and inferential statistics and apply them effectively in product-related data analysis. Main content differences between descriptive and inferential statistics. Descriptive statistics are used to summarize and describe the main features of a dataset. They provide simple summaries about the sample and the measures. Common descriptive statistics include measures of central tendency such as the mean, median, and mode, as well as measures of variability like range and standard deviation. For example, if you have customer feedback scores for a new product, you can calculate the average score, mean, to understand overall customer satisfaction. On the other hand, inferential statistics allow you to make predictions or inferences about a larger population based on a sample of data. This involves using data from a sample to draw conclusions about the entire population from which the sample is drawn. Techniques such as hypothesis testing, confidence intervals, and regression analysis are commonly used in inferential statistics. For instance, if you conduct a survey of 100 customers and find that 70% are satisfied with your product, you might infer that approximately 70% of all customers would feel the same way, based on statistical confidence levels. Application of statistical methods in product analysis. Understanding how to apply these statistical methods in product analysis is crucial for product managers. Descriptive statistics can be used to gauge customer preferences and behavior by analyzing sales data, customer feedback, and product performance metrics. For instance, if a product manager notices a significant increase in sales during a marketing campaign, descriptive statistics can help quantify that increase and identify trends over time. Inferential statistics play a pivotal role when you need to test assumptions or make predictions about future trends based on current data. For example, if you want to test whether a new feature of your product leads to increased user retention, you can use inferential statistics to analyze user behavior before and after the feature's launch. This analysis will help you determine if the changes are statistically significant or if they occurred by chance. Additionally, understanding the difference in customer behavior before and after introducing a new feature can provide insights into whether it meets user needs. Key statistical concepts and terminology. Familiarity with key statistical concepts and terminology is essential for effective data analysis. Here are a few important terms: mean, the average of a set of values, calculated by adding all values together and dividing by the count of values. Median, the middle value of a dataset when it is ordered from lowest to highest. If there is an even number of observations, the median is the average of the two middle values. Mode, the value that appears most frequently in a dataset. Standard deviation, a measure of the amount of variation or dispersion in a set of values. A low standard deviation indicates that the values tend to be close to the mean, while a high standard deviation indicates a wider range of values. Hypothesis testing, a method used to determine whether there is enough statistical evidence in a sample to infer that a certain condition holds for the entire population. Understanding these concepts helps product managers interpret data more effectively and make informed decisions based on statistical evidence. For example, knowing the mean and standard deviation of user engagement metrics can help you assess whether a new marketing strategy is performing better than previous ones. Conclusion. In this lesson, we've distinguished between descriptive and inferential statistics, explored their applications in product analysis, and clarified key statistical concepts and terminology. By applying these statistical methods, you can gain deeper insights into your product's performance and customer behaviors, ultimately leading to better decision-making and product development strategies. Reflection questions. How can you use descriptive statistics to assess customer satisfaction for your product? In what situations would you find inferential statistics particularly useful in your role as a product manager? What key statistical concepts do you think will be most beneficial for your day-to-day analysis, and why?